Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Mary Carpenter. Mary, good afternoon. You speak.
Good afternoon. How are you, Joe?
Good, thanks. You speak for so many people. One of the fallouts of the decisions around COVID-19 has been the treatment of private patients. What's your situation, Mary?
I have a leg here now. It's very swollen and mm-hmm. you can't go to a GP.
Yeah.
You can't get a consultant. And it's we're like pawns. Pain, you know, going now left to the bottom of the line, you know, the back of the line.
Custers. And were you seeing a private consultant?
Oh, yes, I was. I have seen a few of them in the Hermitage.
Yeah.
I have vision issues. I'm an ex-cancer patient of 8 years ago.
Okay. So you've have you seen a consultant about your leg?
No, not since. No,
but that's what you're saying, what you would have done because you have health insurance. You
yes.
would have gone to the Hermitage and said...
And paid my 120 or 140. Yeah,
and you would have said, who's the expert in this area?
Yeah, I know who it is, but...
Okay, you know who it is, okay. But so he or she doesn't have a private list anymore, just has one list.
Oh, one list, I was told.
And have you any idea how long you're going to be on the list?
I'm not even on the list because I am sick of it now. I think it's unjust now, and I'd say the same for you. Anyone that's known, even cancer patients, anyone I know is unjust that pays this money. We're keeping the private hospitals going, the consultants, mm-hmm. and we can't see. So I think now there's 10 million, 100 million in deals to those hospitals and patients is pawning in hospital, 100 million deal. And I think it's just wrong.
And the soreness in your leg, can you take anything for it, Mary?
I'm afraid because, Joe, I had clots 8 years ago in my leg. One before I was getting chemo and the other after. And right. I have to be very careful. I'm one of those now that's...
And are you in pain, Mary?
Oh, yes, I am.
And does the pain stop you sleeping, for example?
Oh, it does. I put it out on the side of the bed, everything I've done.
And does anything give you relief, Mary?
Cold? Oh, sometimes, now, if I put two pillows on the bed or make the pillow hard, it'll take down a bit of the swelling. If you saw my leg now,
yeah,
I'll tell you, someone will go for a hop.
What do you mean someone will go for a hop?
Well, something has to be done. Either hand back the private hospitals to the consultants and the CEO of the hospitals, all private hospitals, not one alone, every place.
And can you tell me how much your health insurance is a year, your private health insurance?
My private health insurance for 3 years, nearly 4,500.
Wow. And as we know, the private health insurance also helps pay for the public hospital as well as your taxation.
Yeah, I know that because I was in, when I had my operation, I was in private in a public hospital.
Mary, why do you tell me you're not even on the list?
Because you ring your GP, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
No, I'd sooner go and see a man that I know. I'm not giving his name out.
No, don't worry.
Yes. You know, it's unjust now.
And do you know what you're suffering from in your leg?
I do. I had it last year.
Okay.
I have collapsed veins and the fluid and phlebitis sets in.
Phlebitis.
I get an infection in my leg.
Okay.
Yes.
And who did you go to last year when you had phlebitis?
I went to the Hermitage to Mr. Risman, Dr. Risman.
Okay.
I was in on the Dr. Cannon, Dr. Risman seeing me. They worked together.
And are you in pain now, Mary?
Yes, I am. My whole leg is swollen. Joe,
okay.
I'll tell you.
Go on. Yeah.
You could die for the want to go and see someone now.
Why do you say that?
Well, that's the way a lot of people have felt. I've been talking to some of my friends and they said that's the way they feel. You know, because the MPT has taken over. I know they're doing a good job. Yeah. Everyone has to isolate. I understand that and do what you're told. But I think they should have left the private hospitals alone and the consultants that the private patients wants to see.
I just wonder if some doctor heard you.
Oh, the country will hear me because everyone knows me from here to Cork. Oh, yeah, someone will ring. My phone now won't stop.
No, I want a consultant to ring and say.
Yes.
What part? Don't give me your address, obviously. What part of the country are you in, Mary?
I'm in Mullingar.
So you could. Me. Yeah, well, it could be. Mullingar is a great hospital. You could actually get to Dublin, couldn't you?
Yes.
For medical needs, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Because that's where I was sent before with my leg.
And did you mention to me earlier you have other ailments?
Oh yeah, I have a colostomy bag and I have ulcers, colitis ulcers. My appointment in Pella was cancelled twice to get the test done because this particular consultant can't do it in the Hermitage. They don't do it, and she sort of works in the public in Pella. And she asked me, would I go and agree to do it for her? You know, I'm on all my life, Joe. I paid my taxes. I paid private health insurance all my life.
Well, you paid your dues in terms of pain.
Yes.
Haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You're carrying more pain than many, many people, many families combined.
I have a husband that has a pacemaker. And will he hear? His appointment was cancelled twice at the push for Friday. I said, you can't cancel anymore because that pacemaker has to be checked.
Has to be checked, yeah.
Yeah.
And is it just the two of you in the house, Mary?
No, I have a young one. She's 31. She was never diagnosed, right? You know, she's hyper. Mm. She's special needs. She went to a school.
Okay.
I'll tell you, she wasn't taught enough now. She's only learning now.
Okay.
But she's quite good now. She'll do messages and she'll do things.
That's your daughter?
Yes.
Yeah.
I met you before on that, on special education.
Okay.
And back in the other one.
Yeah. And Mary, can you walk?
I just about can walk. I'm getting taxi. I used to be a great walker. I walk for 5K now, but I can't walk a mile with my foot.
What about going up and down stairs?
I'm just about getting up with it.
And where's your bedroom?
My bedroom is at the top of the stairs.
And where's your bathroom?
My bathroom is at the top of the stairs,
oh, thank
too.
God. Okay, okay.
And I have a walk-in shower. That's the only thing. I'm lucky.
Yeah, okay. Oh. And do you think your phlebitis is getting worse?
Oh, yeah, it is, because I know now, the minute the heat comes, that gets worse.
Oh. And the heat is coming.
Oh, yes, it is. And stockings or no stockings, it swells in the stockings.
Yeah. Okay, I know consultants are very, very, and rightly so, to be very wary of ringing radio programmes to say I might be able to help that woman because... But we'll see, can anyone help you, Mary? You sound like you're at your wit's end.
Oh, yeah, I am, Jonah, because I don't complain. I go so long. I nearly collapse before I do anything.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and I'm trying to ask you again, what would you take any medication to give you pain relief? Does anything
work? I would, but I'd be afraid I'd get a clot in my leg.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because of the other complications, you need medical direction, don't you, on what you should take.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Mary, mind yourself. Where are you now in the house? Are you sitting down?
Sitting down.
I presume you can't stand for long, can you?
I can't. I'll stand a while and my leg is like a lead weight. It starts to pain me.
And how would you describe the pain? Is it a throbbing pain or a
pain? It's a nagging pain up the whole way. You see, once the fluid starts, it blows up.
And would you go to A&E, Mary?
I went before over there with that leg. I could get no satisfaction with it.
All right. You need a specialist.
I need a specialist that'll tell me what to do or what to get.
But you are, as the fella said, you are under the Hermitage.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Now, the Hermitage is a public hospital at the minute, as you know.
Oh, I know.
Okay, okay. Mary, well, I'm so upset for you. I really am. I think you're a great woman. You've been through an incredible amount.
I have a lovely neighbour beside me, Dimpna Archibald.
All right.
And what, you know her. And what, she knows you from Ballyfermot.
How does she? Okay. And what do you want to say about Dimpna Archibald?
Oh, she's very kind and good. We ring one another for conversations and that. I wish all everyone well with COVID-19.
Yeah, and does she keep an eye on you?
She'll talk to me to see how I'm getting on and I'll talk to her.
Great. And who does your messages and bits and pieces?
Well, my young one does it. Yeah, and okay. My husband is going out again.
Okay, okay.
It's desperate. He let out things and he didn't let back shrapnels, you know, for doing your feet.
Yeah, that was another thing we had as well. The shrapnels ran a few weeks ago. Yeah. Hopefully things will ease up and I know it's been a terrible, terrible death toll, but hopefully yesterday's news of...
Oh, yes.
I hope it continues that way, won't we? Yeah.
Yes, and everyone does what they're told.
Okay. What do you miss most in the lockdown, Mary?
I miss going out to my club every Tuesday now. I play bingo. We have a 1428 club.
Okay.
And I do art.
Oh, well done.
I find that when I moved out to Dublin. I do my art of a Monday night. Different things I do.
Yeah, great.
I'm very artistic. You know, I could make a box for out of nothing if I sat and done it.
And do you like painting?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
And do you do watercolours or oils or acrylics?
I do acrylics.
Good woman.
Yes, I've never done it in my life, Jonah.
Everyone can do it.
Everyone can do it. I can do it. You always get something to do.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a very good reader and reading about Dublin.
You like reading about Dublin, do you?
Yeah, I do, because I wasn't born. My husband is Dublin. And I have learned a lot of the book I got.
Yeah.
It was on a little trip with the 1428 Club. Little museum, and this book was in it.
Oh, that's a great museum.
And it was wrote by 3 students.
Oh, very good. And are you from Dublin, Mary?
No, I'm not. I'm from Roscommon.
From Roscommon, okay.
I'm on the board.
And what does 1428 stand for?
It's this active retirement club.
But where's the number 1428 come from?
I don't know where they got that, but they put it in. They made it up.
Good idea. Okay, 1428. Yeah. That's 28 minutes past 2. That's 8 minutes from now. Yes. Okay, Mary, we'll put out that call, and I really hope maybe a newspaper might pick it up as well, and the more publicity you get, you might be able to get help quicker than the way it is at the moment, which seems a long way down the road.
It's a very good club. We have a couple of hundred members now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mary, mind yourself, Petal, please. And you're having it hard, I can hear that. And but you have a great family and great neighbours there with Dimpton.
Yeah,
and
all
the
friends.
The friends in Mullingar, it's a great place. Okay, Mary, mind yourself. And we keep in touch, Mind yourself.
See you, Joe. Bye.
See you, Mary. Thank you. That's Mary Garber.